This is Grumpy SEO Guy, episode 56, why most SEO advice is bad and wrong. You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy, and I'm sharing with you the strategies that have helped me successfully run my SEO agency for the last 14 years. In this podcast, I'll be sharing my knowledge and experience, discussing tips and strategies, and trying to help you cut through the confusion that permeates this industry. If you listen to this podcast, you will know more about SEO than 99% of people on the planet. Ready? Let's get started. Before we actually get started in this episode, I just want to tell you that the one-year anniversary of Grumpy SEO Guy was May 9th of last year. Okay, well, like technically, like that was episode zero. Like episode one was on May 10th. But anyway, so this is basically like the one-year anniversary kind of Grumpy SEO Guy. So I'm really satisfied with myself. let's be honest here. I'm really satisfied with myself for having this podcast going for a year. And I also want to say thank you to every listener who has listened to this and made me want to keep making podcast episodes. So thank you to everybody. Thank you to the people on Grumpy SEO Guy subreddit, which is reddit.com/r/grumpyseoguy. Thank you to my Patreon subscribers. By the way, if you want to support the podcast, and I totally appreciate it because it takes a lot of work to do this, patreon.com/grumpyseoguy. Thank you to everybody who has emailed me. Thank you to everybody who has contacted me on Reddit. Thank you to all my listeners and the people that have suggested to other people that they listen to Grumpy SEO Guy. I just want to say that because it's been a year and I'm so pleased with that. So thank you to all of my listeners, including you. Thank you for listening. I'm the Grumpy SEO Guy. Let me tell you why I'm grumpy today. I'm grumpy today because the majority of mainstream SEO advice is wrong and it's bad. And in this episode, we're going to look at why that's the case. But before we do that, my lawyer tells me that I have to say this right now. A quick disclaimer before we get started, everything I say here is based on my experience and opinion from 14 years in the industry. I don't officially know how Google or any other search engines work. Everything I say here is hypothetical and based on my experience. This podcast does not constitute advice or services. What worked for me may or may not work for you. Okay, back to the show. So one thing that you have to know about things that become popular or things that become mainstream is that usually in order for something to become mainstream, it has to be non-threatening. Okay, so what does that mean? It means mainstream advice has to be non-threatening. It means it has to be simple and generally approved and easy to understand. So let's take a look at SEO. What is most SEO advice? And by the way, I have said before that SEO is not a step-by-step process that you follow. It is not a document that says, first you do this, and then you do this, and then you do this. When you finish doing all those things, you have finished SEO. That's not how it works. I have said that SEO is about the relation between websites, not what you do to your website, okay? So this is expanding on that because SEO really is the relation between websites, not what a specific website does, okay? So think about this from the perspective of something that becomes popular. I can give an example, but I want you to think about anything that is popular, and I want you to think about how when something changes from being popular to being more specific, how the advice changes, okay? Let's talk about music. I always use music as an example because music is such a great example for SEO. Let's talk about pop music, okay? Pop music, people sometimes don't like pop music, but generally speaking, pop music is acceptable to most, okay? It's not too extreme for anybody, and it's non-threatening. I want you to picture that you're at a party, okay? And somebody says, hey, let's play some music. And so somebody goes and turns on some pop music. And yes, there might be some folks there who are like, oh, I hate pop music. This music is the worst. But like, generally speaking, people are going to be fine with it because it's pop music. It's acceptable to all, okay? Now, I want you to imagine that you're at that same party and somebody says, let's turn on the music, okay? And somebody goes over there and they turn on some like some serious drum and bass music or something, right? Now, I guarantee you there's like a couple people listening to this. They're like, oh man, that'd be I'd totally go to that party. That sounds sweet. But like, if you put on like underground drum and bass music at like a normal party, everybody would kind of give you a look like, what is this? What is this? And what is it? It's not that they don't necessarily like that music, okay? It's not that the music is necessarily horrible music. It's that it's outside of what is expected in the general norm for such a case, okay? So, like, think about that. Or, like whatever you want. Like, I'm not... And again, now, unless all your friends enjoy drum and bass music, then, yeah, like, probably that's what you should play. But, like, in, like... each other circumstance that you could be in, like, that's the wrong answer, okay? So let's go back and let's talk about SEO now. What is, like, common, trendy, mainstream SEO advice? What is it? It's like, have good content, have your title tags, have good headers, use your H1 tags, make sure you use the H1 tags. Now, let's just be very clear. You should probably have good titles on your site. You should use good title tags. You should use H1 tags. You should do all your on-page stuff the way you're supposed to, okay? I've never said don't do that. You should always have the best on-page SEO that you can. You should also always have the best content that you can. And the reason for that is because good content makes people like your site. Good content does not make you rank, but it keeps visitors happy and it may increase conversions, okay? Some content does not convert. Probably don't use that content if the purpose of your website is to generate conversions, okay? But like, you should always have good content. But as you know, content is not the reason you rank. But let's go back to the trendy SEO advice. Have good content, have good title tags, have good H1 tags. Okay, why is this mainstream advice? Because it's easy to grasp and because it's non-threatening. Let me give you an example. If you wanted to make an SEO website, meaning a website that teaches SEO, for example, okay, and you had a post on there about using H1 tags correctly, and you had a post on there about like using, you know, meta descriptions, and you had a post on there about writing good content, right? If you did that and you showed that website to somebody and you said, hey, what do you think about my SEO website? Most people would probably say they would look at it and they would go, oh, you know what? This is pretty trendy SEO advice. This is a pretty good website. I don't have any problems with this. And they'd say, oh, it's a pretty great website. You did a nice job making that SEO website. Now, is that correct SEO advice? Is that advice going to make you rank in the top position? No, of course it's not. But it's easy to understand and it's not extreme advice, okay? So that kind of website can make people say, oh yeah, that's a really good SEO website. Do you want to know why the Grumpy SEO Guy podcast will never become popular and mainstream? It's because the advice that I give is not popular and mainstream advice. The way that I teach you to do SEO is the way to get websites to the top of the search engines, but it's so far outside of the trendy and common mainstream advice that everybody wants to hear that some people either don't concern themselves enough with it to even like be affected by what I tell you, or it's so far beyond what they are familiar with that they immediately say it's wrong. Okay. Just look at some of the, like look at some of the people that respond to some of my comments. Like some people love to just like, anytime I post anything, they're like, oh, Grumpy SEO Guy, I just want you to buy as many backlinks as possible. Like, first, I have literally never said that. Way to intentionally misunderstand what I say, because I specific, and by the way, I will say that they are intentionally misunderstanding that, aka trolling, because I have specifically said so many times that it is not about the quantity of backlinks. In fact, I have said you should not go buy backlinks willy-nilly because they're probably garbage that you're just randomly buying from some person, okay? If you're buying backlinks off of a menu from someone, those are plausibly not the kind of backlinks that you want. I've literally never said get as many backlinks as possible. But excellent job misinterpreting what I said purposefully. Great job. A+ trolling. Anyways, or I've gotten into discussions before with people who insist that lower authority websites outrank higher authority websites. And then even though I've already done an episode on why that's not the case with a specific example from Reddit, when somebody was asking the question about why is this lower authority website outranking a higher authority website, they don't listen to that episode and they just provide more examples of websites that supposedly have lower authority, that are outranking higher authority websites, completely ignoring the fact that authority is an estimate, because the only authority that matters is the one from Google. And guess what? Google doesn't tell anyone what that is. So your favorite authority, whether it's DR or UR or CF or TF or DA or PA, like, that's a lot of them. I probably have that memorized at this point. Anyways, they're estimates. Because one website has a higher number than another one, but is ranking under that other one, doesn't mean it has more authority. It means that specific tool believes, based on its approximation, that it has more authority. I don't know how else to explain it, but I'm very flattered, because I heard that when you get trolls, it means you're becoming popular, which is cool. So thank you for making me popular. But also, Grumpy SEO Guy, as I was saying, will never become a popular mainstream podcast, because the advice is too extreme for most people. It's threatening to their conceptualization of how SEO works. Some people are so obsessed with their belief that content is king that if you tell them it's not king, they literally cannot understand it. Or the other possibility is they are a content writer and they base their offering on people believing erroneously that content is king and content will make you rank. In fact, I recently heard, I didn't see this myself, but I believe that this is true. Somebody recently told me of a specific content writer, not going to name them. They told me a specific content writer who bragged. They said something along the lines of, this business got me to write their content for them, and every blog post that I wrote was at the top of the search engines. And then we no longer work together, and none of their new blog posts were at the top of the search engines. And the statement here that they were not overtly saying, but were implying, is that they write content in a specific way that causes it to rank higher. Now, obviously, that's not true, okay? That is, like, literally not true, because for so many reasons that I'm not going to get into now, because I've already done a lot of other episodes on that topic, okay? But for example, maybe you should go listen to the episode called Content is Not an SEO Strategy, which is episode 43. Or maybe you should go listen to the episode called EEAT is Not a Ranking Factor, which is episode 45. It's up to you. You can listen to them if you want, but maybe you're already familiar with them, so you don't need to go listen to them again. Anyways, some people cannot, they cannot believe that content is not king. And maybe it's because so many people say content is king. But ultimately, as I said, this podcast will never become super, super popular. I mean, like, it might, okay? But probably not, because it's too extreme. Now, that doesn't mean that it's wrong. That also doesn't mean that it's right. I tell you in the disclaimer of my episode that I don't really know anything about anything, but I'm sharing with you what has worked for me in the past. So, I don't know, but it's very interesting to think about the fact that all mainstream advice has to be simple and it has to adhere to what is also very close to mainstream advice. Can you think of maybe any hobbies you have or stuff that you are interested in where in the beginning you followed the common advice and it was helpful, but when you wanted to get to the next level, you had to take more extreme, more specific, more non-mainstream advice? How about exercise? Maybe if somebody wants to begin a workout program, they might follow a weightlifting program, for example, that is general weightlifting, you know? And that's a pretty good program. I think that that is a good program for somebody who doesn't work out and wants to have a workout program, okay? So they follow this normal weightlifting program and it's good for them. Now, should that person use a bodybuilding weightlifting program? No, of course not. First of all, that's not the correct program for a beginner. Second of all, a lot of people don't want to be bodybuilders, okay? So it would make no sense for that specific person to follow a bodybuilding weightlifting program. That would not make any sense. But their normal, like, average, I don't know what to call it, like, all-around weightlifting program, you know, their general fitness routine is probably good. Now, maybe that person works out for a while and thinks, you know what? this bodybuilding thing is kind of cool. I'd like to get a little more information about that. Maybe I'd like to try that. Then that person has to move away from the trendy mainstream advice and into something more specific, like a bodybuilding program. Now, this is an amusing example because I feel like bodybuilding is super trendy right now. Like, look at all the forums and the blogs and the YouTube people and the influencers, and they're all like somehow, you know, pushing bodybuilding, like, to some, not all of them, but like somewhat, because people who don't know anything about exercise assume that bodybuilders are the most fit people ever because they have the biggest muscles, right? So I'm not here to argue like about the pros and cons of bodybuilding, okay? But I'm just saying bodybuilding programs are a certain kind of program that is designed for a certain thing, okay? It's not normal mainstream exercise advice, and it's probably not how most normal mainstream people want to exercise anyway. But when you do want to go there, it's maybe a thing you should think about, okay? Same thing with SEO. You've got the normal mainstream SEO advice. Use meta descriptions, use H1 tags, use good content, right? All perfectly fine, good advice, but not specific enough to actually get you to the top of the search engines. But that advice is okay for the normal majority of people. If you ask a person, and I'm talking about a person who has researched SEO a little bit, if you ask them, hey, do you know anything about SEO? They're gonna say, oh yeah, isn't that like meta tags? Like, literally, that's literally, like, listen, that is probably like the most common answer I've ever gotten. Like, I've had this conversation a lot. Can you imagine? Like, hey, what do you know about, like, cause I don't wanna teach if somebody already understands, right? You know, usually. So I'm like, what do you understand about SEO? And they're like, oh, it's like meta tags, right? It's like, okay, we're gonna have a long conversation. But sometimes people just don't care, and like that's enough for them, okay? They're like, yeah, I know that SEO is like meta tags and like title tags and like keywords and stuff. Yeah, that's cool. You just put keywords in your website and then like you rank. Like, no, you don't. But that's the mainstream advice. And anything too far away from that is like incomprehensible and confusing. That's why advice like what I teach will never be considered mainstream. That is also the reason that most SEO advice is wrong and bad. It's because it's digestible and safe and easy to understand. I'm sure you can think of other examples for things where mainstream advice is good and it gets you so far, but it will not take you to the levels that you necessarily want to be at. I don't need to give any more examples. I think the music example was good, and I think the exercise example was good. But it's the same thing. If I wanted to have the trendiest SEO podcast in the world, do you know what I would do? I would make a bunch of episodes about meta tags and how H1 tags are good and content is king. And I would just recycle the same thing like every week. And I'd be like, yeah. So anyway, you should write good content because good content will make you rank. And if you have good content, then people will like it and you will somehow get to the top of search engines. And then I would never actually explain how that works because it doesn't work and there is no explanation for it. But I would just tell people over and over again that, oh yeah, good content makes you rank. Good content makes you rank. You should use really good content. And I would have the easiest to understand, like safest SEO podcast ever. And I'd probably have hundreds of thousands of subscribers. But I want to teach you guys how to do good SEO that will rank you, not feed you a bunch of nonsense that will not help you. The ideal listener I have found with Grumpy SEO Guy is somebody who has 3 to 6 months, and I'm just really, really like generalizing this right here. Don't take anything here like personally, but generally speaking, they have 3 to 6 months or more of SEO experience with other agencies that got them no results and lied to them and told them that content is king. I cannot even, my inbox is so full of people that say, Grumpy SEO Guy, this previous SEO agency or these previous SEO agencies that we worked with them for 6 months, 12 months, 18 months. I had a guy recently email me and say 2.5 years he worked with an SEO agency that got them no results. And all they did was write content. Of course they didn't get you any results. All they were doing was writing content. But that is the easy to compute, the safe, common SEO advice that will not offend anybody. So of course that's what they told you. Of course that's what they did. And of course it didn't work. So on that note, anytime somebody tells you that content is king, what you need to do is say this. Oh, that's very interesting. How? Can you explain to me how good quality content will give me a better rank in the search engines? And like, listen to them try to make up an answer on the spot. Because A, they've literally never thought of it before. All they've ever done is repeat what other people tell them, and other people have told them content is king, all right? There's like a few people at the top of the SEO food chain, because I'm not sure like how else to describe it, that say certain things like content is king, and then everybody else copies that same advice, right? I'm not sure if advice is like the right word, but you know what I mean? And then so everybody copies that. And then you get all of these SEO influencers that are like, content is king, H1 tags. And then you get all these SEO agencies that get their information from that, you know, rather than, for example, doing SEO themselves and seeing what actually works, they just copy advice from those people. Oh, content is king, and we're going to sell you good content, and then you will rank. But if you actually ask them, how will it make me rank? Be like, that's a very neat concept. Can you explain to me how content will make me rank better? And then they'll just be like, well, because the search engines love the content, which like doesn't even answer the question. Okay. Well, how do the search engine why do the search engines love the content? Well, you see, good content makes you rank better. Yes, but you still haven't answered my question of how or why. Well, the good content, the search engines say they like good content. Really? Like, you're just repeating yourself and you're not explaining anything, doing a bad job. Don't work with that person, not only because they can't explain anything, but because they're mistaken. Content is not king. Guys, let's just be truthful. If you're interviewing potential SEO agencies and they tell you content is king, that's not the company that you want to work with, okay? If somebody tells you that authority is king, which by the way is the correct answer, hopefully they can explain it. I have explained it on countless episodes. Episode 21, again, is the best place to start if you want to learn the reason why authority is king. I don't just tell you authority is king. I explain why it works that way and why content is a very small part of the overall picture and why authority is the biggest part. But people are still going to disagree because I guess critical thinking is difficult and they would rather just be spoon-fed by influencers. No offense, influencers, I love you, but I'm just saying, you guys, like, come on. So anyway, like, basically to restate everything, you've got this bad advice that gets reshared. Reshared, like somebody at the top of the SEO food chain, right, says content is king, and then like all of the fans and all of the listeners and all of the SEO agencies and the people like the content writers. By the way, content writers love it when you say content is king because they think that's going to help them make more money. Like, if people just believe that content is king, I will make more money by selling content. Look, there's one person or a couple people at the top, like a tweet from a famous person. I'm not like trying to like tiptoe around like naming people. I'm literally just like, it will be like a tweet or like a video or like a post on a blog of a popular SEO person. And they'll say something like content is king, or they'll like make up something, whatever, right? Like, I'm just hypothetically speaking here. And then it trickles down the food chain. And then all of the other like wannabe SEO influencers are like, oh, content is king, or, you know, whatever the thing is. Oh, content is king. And then they post it, and then the next people post it. And then somehow it arrives in the brains of the content salesmen who are like, ooh, content is king. I cannot wait until my prospects hear that content is king. They will buy more content from me. And then like those prospects believe that content is king because so many people are saying it. And then they're buying content from these content writers that, you know, like tell you that you're going to rank because they write really good content. And then, wow, imagine that. 6 months later, nobody's ranking for anything because content is not the reason you rank, but whatever, let's just allow these myths to continue. Anyways, but that's what everybody wants to hear. That is non-threatening, common, and safe SEO advice. And you can say it as long as you want, and no one will disagree with you because it is like part of the common understanding of SEO. Like, I don't know. That's like the reason. I hope I have answered the question of why most SEO advice is wrong and bad. Now, again, just for the people who are going to intentionally misunderstand what I say, I'm not saying that you should not have good content on your website. You should have good content on your website because good content makes people happy. And if you're trying to sell something, good content is going to sell better than bad content, okay? But that's not going to be the reason that you do or don't rank, okay? Good content helps humans. It does not get you to the top of the search engines, okay? Your ability to be at the top of the search engines comes from authority and relevancy, which content plays a role in relevancy, but not in authority. Authority cannot be self-created. You cannot give yourself authority. Content does not create authority. Nothing that you do on your website creates authority. Do you remember how I'm always saying, well, not always, but like sometimes, I'm saying that SEO is not a thing that you do to your website. It is how your website interacts with every other website on the internet. That is SEO. That is because you get authority from other websites. When a website links to you, if it's good, you get authority. Anyway, you get authority from other websites. You cannot give authority to yourself. Think about this. This is off the topic of this episode, okay? But like, really think about this. If you could give authority to yourself, wouldn't that like destroy SEO as a whole? Because everybody would just give themselves maximum authority. You can't give yourself authority. SEO doesn't work that way. Now, somebody's going to say, well, you can make your own private blog portfolio and give yourself authority that way. Yes, you can. However, that is still coming from another website. So it's still like technically, let me say you get authority from other websites, not from other people. How about that? Can we just decide that that's the case? Okay. You get authority from other websites, all right? Not from other people. But you can't create your own authority. That's not how it happens. No matter how good your content is, you can have amazing content that doesn't rank because it doesn't have authority. If websites rank because of content, then the only websites at the top of the search engines would be great content. And I'm not even going to talk about how you would determine if it's great content or not, because many topics are biased to a high degree, and you could search for something and you might think that the content is terrible and somebody else might think that it's amazing. How's a search engine going to know? How are they going to know? They're not, because it doesn't even matter. So don't even worry about it, because content is not what causes you to rank better. Anyway, I'm done with this episode right now because I don't know how else to explain it. And I'm sure that there will be more haters that are like, Grumpius, you guys are trying to sell the backlinks. Really, bro? Okay. You do need backlinks, but I'm not going to sell them to you. And I probably wouldn't sell them to you in particular anyway. So, like, I don't know, whatever. I'm kind of picky. Okay, fun fact. I should end this episode, but I'm not. I'm going to add one more thing. Fun fact. You should not buy backlinks from people that are not picky with who they sell the backlinks to, okay? Like, I already stated in the beginning of this episode that if you're ordering backlinks off a menu, those probably aren't the backlinks that you want, all right? No, what I should say is if they sell to you without looking into your website, they will sell to anyone and not look into anyone's website. You don't want to be dealing with that person. Anyway, I'm going to end this episode now. I hope it was helpful. Thank you again for listening to Grumpy SEO Guy for the last year. Guys, seriously, super appreciative of that. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe. And if you enjoy this podcast, please leave a review. It would really help the show out. I hope this episode was helpful. If you have any questions or want to suggest a subject for a future episode, you can contact me on Reddit. My username is Grumpy SEO Guy. You can visit the Grumpy SEO Guy subreddit, or you can email me at hello@grumpyseoguy.com. If you email me, please either whitelist my email address or check your junk folders, because I've been told that my replies are going into the junk folder, and it's probably because we're talking about things like SEO and backlinks, and I think those words will classify an email as spam. And if you want to support the podcast, because it's the best source of SEO information on the planet and it's free, you can do so at patreon.com/grumpyseoguy. And I will talk to you later. You're listening to Grumpy SEO Guy, the SEO podcast that doesn't waste your time with nonsense that doesn't work. Join us next Wednesday when we talk about a challenge to all the people who say backlinks don't matter.